The mission, we were supposed to bomb Berlin that day, but the weather was bad, so they call us a milk run. So we're going to Chartres, and there was going to be a graduation present for German fighter pilots that were going to graduate. They had a field there, so we took off, went over the channel, and then, I don't know what time it was, maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock, I don't even remember the time, but anyway, we're getting ready to go over the target, and the lead bombardier makes a mistake. He turned the wrong way. So he said we had to do a 360 and go back over it. So when you go back over it, boy, the guys, the artillery, ready for you, you know, they shoot you down like ducks. So all of a sudden, sitting there, standing there in the plane, and the fighter planes, the German fighter planes wouldn't come over there when you're over the target, because they'd afraid to get shot down themselves, yeah. And the American fighter planes would leave too. So going over the target, there's nobody there except you. And we go over the target, and we're flying in tight formation like this, and flak is coming up like crazy. Flak is just like, it's almost like a highway after a while. They put so much up, you could almost put the wheels down and ride on it. And all of a sudden, wham, and the thing starts shaking, the plane starts vibrating, and I realized what happened was that we had hit the wing of another plane, and it started to flip over, and we started to get in a circle like this. And it takes me about 24,000 feet, so it takes a long time to go, you know, the bombs weren't dropped. And first thing happened, the oxygen mask froze up a little bit, so I had to take it like that, squeeze it, and get the ice so you could breathe. And centrifugal force, it's like being in an elevator going down and you're trying to go up. Never wore a parachute. No one ever wore them. They just put them on the floor, you know. And the plane's going like that. And the first thing I had, sensation I had, was to get out of the plane. I would go out without a chute. I just want to get out of here. And then I said, wait a second. You know, you gotta get a chute. Well, just an active guard or something. How the chute slid down and hit me in the back. And I grabbed it and pulled it around. And there's two hooks on the chute. And I put one on here. The day before, we had a class on parachute jumping. And the guy says, if you weigh 175 pounds, one strap will hold you. I weighed 198. And I'm saying, oh, geez, you know. Then I thought, well, I have to pray quick. Of all the things I've done wrong in life, I said, well, I didn't do too many things wrong, so it won't take me a long prayer. I did a little quick one. And next thing you know, I said, try to get out of there. But I couldn't get out because a piece of metal was wrapped around my leg from the aluminum thing where it hit. And I could see the sky, the blue, and then this, and the ground, the sky and the ground, and this terrible whirling, whistling sound. And I said, I gotta get out of here. I gotta do one of two things. If I pull a ripcord, maybe it'll pull me out. And if it pulls me out, I might lose my leg. No, it's one or the other, either that or die. So I said, I'll try it. So I got near this little hole, and I pulled a ripcord, and as luck would have it, pulled me right out of the plane. And when I got out of there, I looked down to see if my leg went here. It was swinging there. And what happened was it had pulled my foot out of the flying boot. The boot stayed there, but my foot came out. Mm. So next thing you know, I look, and here all the planes are going back home and leaving me up there. And I'm saying, you know, gee, I know how a bird feels. Most peaceful experience in the world to be up there coming down on a parachute. And then I start spinning like a pencil on a string this way, then I'd spin that way, and I couldn't get that other chute to save my life. I was afraid every time I reached up I'd pull the air out of the chute. And then a dopey German starts shooting at me. They put holes in the top of the chute. I said, I'm dead. I guess they thought I was dead. And as I'm getting down near closer to the ground, I said, you know, if I ever get on the ground, I'll never fly again. I want to get on the ground. And on both sides, there was a little farm. I was going over a farm. And on both sides, I could see people line up against barns. And I said, geez, if I could just get there, I'd get in the trench on the ground, and I'd be okay. And as luck would have it, I land on a small haystack. And having played football, I knew how to roll. I hit the ground pretty hard, but it was all right, no problem. Then these two German guys come up. They were younger than I was. They must have been 18. and they got machine guns in my face, calling me a Luftgangster. You know, first time anybody called me a gangster. I never had anybody with a machine gun in my face. And I said, no, no, I'm your friend. I said, friends, friends. I'm trying to sell them friends. So funny. Well, that's when I got down there okay. Then I went to the road. There was a road maybe 50 yards away, and I'm dragging this chute and stuff over there. And I'm sitting on the